All right, it's time for River Talk with my buddy Drew from Napa Valley Paddle. What's up, Drew?
What's up? What's up?
Well, I went cruised by your place yesterday. Didn't see you. Were you out in the water? You've been out on the water a lot.
I can't. It's all blending together.
Right? It's become
like
summer.
The fresh and salt water.
It just blends together.
It just blends.
Look how you just did it. Our water even blends. I never thought of that. We do. We blend salt and fresh. Fresh comes from up valley. Salt comes from the bay.
That's what we like to say. It's where fresh and salt water meet right downtown.
Right. Yeah. Well, you can actually find the tidal line at certain times of the day if you're looking. Well, if you're out paddling, you find it for sure. But yeah. And you can swim in either or both all at the same time.
There's lots of. I like to swim down by Kennedy, but the mud's better down by Milton.
Oh, you're all into the mud now. You're into painting yourself with mud. Did you watch Quest for Fire one too many times, or what's up with you in the mud painting?
Well, my customers start doing it, man. It's not fun to clean up, let me tell you. So we're going to have to maybe start charging extra to take a mud bath in the wetlands. But
oh, you mean
it's
like
the
people,
same
wait,
mud.
Wait, hold on. Let me get the picture here. So the client rents a boat. They go, okay, I'll see you in a few hours. Yeah. And then they come back.
Well, they don't come
painted.
Back.
Oh, they don't come back?
They don't come back.
What are they
3 hours.
Usually,
I mean, yeah.
And then
where'd
they
go?
And they don't come back.
Well, it's usually a 3 hour tour.
Right. So what? You run out there with a powered skiff or
well,
something?
Well, they eventually
and go look
come
for them?
Back. I mean, they're not gone forever.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Oh, they just get stuck doing things, is what you're saying. They get busy painting themselves with mud, but then they climb back in and just mud up the boat instead of cleaning off the mud before they get back?
Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah, rookies. They got to learn how to like clean it up before
it's
you bring the boat back.
Yeah, you don't have to drive all the way up to Calistoga and do it. You know.
Yeah, just go out and do it yourself. Find some good mud.
DIY.
Yeah, think about it. We got mud baths in Calistoga for a reason, because we have mud.
And the mud came from Milton Road in the 70s.
See that right there? I am familiar. Of course, I try and avoid that mud. That's me. Because then it gets my boat all full of mud.
Oh, yeah.
You step out, it goes not quite knee deep, but it'll go almost to the knees sometimes when you jump out.
Well, it's not always available. I mean, more than half the time, there is no mud, right? So you got to time it to get out there at low tide and nowhere to go, of course.
And nowhere. It's just like sand moving at the beach. Some days there's rocks. Some days there's nothing but sand. And you go, what happened to all the rocks? Sand moves, you know, just like mud moves.
And that's the beauty of this river. I mean, it's dynamic.
It's alive. That was
it's
a
alive.
Nice word.
It is always changing. There's surprise around every turn. There's different bird species, fish, depending on the season.
What have you been seeing lately? Wait, because I know how much you love those birds, man.
I've been behind the computer way too much.
Oh, really?
We're doing a lot of corporate bookings a lot. It's the season. There's a pent-up demand. Everybody's getting the band back together, right?
Right, so everybody wants to go out
and play.
The
first time, nobody's seen each other, and so what a great way to do, get on the river and do it, you know?
Group paddle. We've
done perfect, so I've been putting those together.
Nice.
Constantly. I'm ready to get on the river.
Yeah, well, when did the Marcensias take us for a run? They took us out not that long ago. When was that?
That was fun. A year ago, October.
Was that a year ago, October? See, so it wasn't a year ago.
It was in, the fall
October.
In October.
Fall. Okay, yeah. But we all went out as a company and just watched everybody defile themselves upon the river. Keeping it safe, of course. I was running laps around everybody, make sure everybody's safe. I was also delivering adult beverages.
That's right. That was... And listening to the sounds of the estuary.
Drew knows what I get. I have this weird thing. Everybody Drew likes birds. Some people like mud. I like to park it in the marsh and listen to it go. You can hear the earth being a sponge, and it's a filter, and it sucks in the water, and then it blows it back out. So either going in or out, it makes this great noise. And if you're sitting out there by yourself, just chilling, it's very meditative. It's my
Absolutely.
Favorite part. I'm funny you remember that. Yes, I appreciate our spongy little, filters. Because that's what a marsh is. We need our marshes. Marshes are like trees in the water, basically.
They
filter our water like trees filter our air.
They do a lot. They sequester more carbon dioxide than the rainforests on, as a whole, wetlands on the planet.
Really?
Ton of, yeah, it's huge. It's even a new term.
I like that a lot. I'm going to back that up.
All right. It's called it's called blue carbon. All right. So it's just
the
biggest.
Good carbon? Blue carbon? Because it's not black carbon. It's blue.
It's
How did
a
it
new,
get blue?
Because it also sequesters, or excuse me, it replenishes our aquifers, our groundwater. That also happens in wetlands.
So it can go down to the aquifer through there.
Yeah, two birds, one stone.
Okay. Don't hit the birds because Drew loves the birds.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Bang for the buck.
Yep, double
your environmental dollars go a long way in the wetlands.
In the wetlands, in a marsh. All I know is they're my favorite place to hang out and meditate. You can get out in the marsh and you're a million miles from anywhere.
Well, the bird species are just blowing up, more than doubled, but that's planet wide, right? It's the only place on planet Earth where bird species are increasing in our wetlands, and that's because, you know,
we're not in their way.
We're not in their way, and it's worth spending the money, you know. In the wetlands.
Yeah, well, they're working on the South Bay, San Francisco Bay, to replenish down there where they had all those salt mines, salt farms, and salt. So they're trying to bring those back, and it's going to take a while.
It is, but there's a lot of people who advocate for the salmon, the salmon and the steelheads.
Right.
So
we're
doing the right thing. This community should be proud of it, really proud of it, actually, because Napa really took a huge leadership position.
Oh yeah, we went cleaned it up, and then we put in some ladders up valley
20 years ago.
Yeah. And so they come back because they were gone. We had no salmon for a while, and now they're coming back. And the rule is, you catch a salmon, first off, you got to be barbless, and then second is put it back. Right. Don't come up here to catch salmon. If you want to, you catch them, but to release them. Don't keep them, because they have to make their way up valley and go make some more fish.
That's right. There's plenty of non-native species to catch. Striped bass.
We got plenty of stripers, man, and they'll go 30 inches all day long. You get a 30-inch striper all day.
Yeah, it's fun.
People don't realize we have a lot of fish in our river, don't we?
Lots.
You shouldn't get skunked. If you're fishing for stripers, you get a couple.
It's really picked up last couple weeks.
Has it?
Yeah, it's on.
Has anybody seen the salmon yet? Any cohos?
No,
any
salmon.
Silvers? Anything coming through yet?
That's quite a while.
It's a while. That'll be in the fall? All right.
Late. I mean, I think we saw some salmon in late July.
Okay.
There's a video on Instagram of a Chinook being eaten by a sea lion.
Ooh.
On Napa Valley Paddle.
That's their food. They're allowed to do that. No. I've seen a couple sea lions come by. Christmas Day, a sea lion came by my boat. I got pictures of him going, oh, Merry Christmas to me. Yeah. He just swam right up. I think of them as labs.
But
sea lions are labs to me.
Absolutely. And they look, they look like
labs. A lab. They're like, hey, what's up?
Hey,
how you doing? I mean, I've been out surfing and had little ones climb onto my board and go, can I just kick it for a minute? I'm like, sure, dude. Are you all right? Where's your parents? Am I going to be in trouble for letting you kick it here?
Man, no.
They're like little puppies.
Sure.
They're
and
good.
They follow the salmon up. You see those, then the salmon are probably here.
Which shows us just how healthy the river is. If the big guys, the mammals, are living in it, sometimes we get sharks up here. We got crabs. We've got stripers. Bat rays. Yeah, I don't care to catch the bat rays up here. They could stay down in the bay. I don't want to have to start worrying about stepping into mud. Seen one? Have you stepped on one here? I don't think I have. I know they're here. And occasionally you get a skate or something, but I prefer they stay in the bay.
No, it's a rare occasion, but they get up here.
Yeah, well, there.
I mean, I've hooked into them and thinking it was something massive, and it's a bat ray, which takes a half hour to reel in, and you want to avoid the.
That's because they know
stinger.
How to hit the brakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think? I've been hit. And it's a price to pay, boy. You get a ride to the hospital if you hit the wrong spot.
We caught one on the kayak. And
not safe to take him off the hook in the kayak. I'd get it up and just use your crimps and cut that hook and let him go.
Yeah.
But even when you're cutting the hook, that's how I got hit, was cutting the hook. And he went, ow, bam.
Got you.
And got me.
Damn.
And then next thing you know, you're doing the wiggly worm on the floor, turning pale white and sweating, and then heading to a hospital in Concord where people are going, what hit you? How did you get stung? You're in Concord. I was poaching. I had this huge fish tank, 3x3x6. I was bringing them home. And that was my lesson. I never poached again. Let that be a lesson, children. Do not poach stingrays.
Safety.
Safety first.
Safety is no accident. Safety first.
Safety is no accident, Drew. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Always a pleasure.
We'll see you soon.